Welcome to the Soul Talks podcast, where we equip pastors, leaders, and other men and women in ministry to thrive with Jesus in their life and leadership. Now let's join Bill and Christy Galtier, doctors in psychology, spiritual directors, and founders of Soul Shepherding.
Hello, friends. Christy and I want to invite you into a Soul Talk. That's what this podcast is all about, and we've told you before that one of our practices is that we share in daily devotions where we get help opening God's Word. We have different ways that we do that. And today we encountered John 3:16, famous beloved Bible verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life." And reading from Oswald Chambers' My Utmost for His Highest, we were drawn into a different aspect of appreciating that, which is that in the incarnation and Jesus going to the cross, God the Father is giving us the gift of his Son, we know, which is wonderful, incredible, life-changing. We all so greatly appreciate this. And in God doing this, he is abandoning, making a tremendous abandonment, not only of Jesus, but in a sense of himself. He's relinquishing, releasing, giving away his special in heaven, unlimited oneness relationship with Jesus as the best gift that has ever been given to the world. And so as God is abandoning to Jesus, abandoning to us, the Lord Jesus, what an incredible gift this is.
Yeah, scripture says elsewhere that God didn't, or that Jesus didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped, to be held on to. But in giving himself, that abandoning of himself for us, and the appreciation of that, because I think what I so appreciate about that is it's easy for me to think I need to surrender to God. God tells me to surrender to him. But to realize that Jesus first did that for us, he first gave himself for us. We love because he first loved us. He took the initiative in that.
And God the Father did that as well. Mm-hmm. And there's a very real sense in which God the Father is very much making an incredible gift of love in the incarnation of his Son and in the cross. God the Father is with Jesus at the cross, loving him, loving us. And I love, Christy, how you gave a fresh application of 1 John 4:19. We love because God first loved us. That's one of our favorite Bible verses. And what we're talking about here from John 3:16 is that we abandon to God because God first abandoned to us. So our giving of ourselves to God is a response to God giving himself to us. It is not something that we're manufacturing. It's not some big pressure on us to initiate, to sacrifice, to make this happen, but instead it's a matter of being wooed and won over and delighted and thrilled by God's great love and grace and generosity to us. And that's what moves us to a full relinquishment and abandonment, because how could we not give ourselves to God? God has given himself to us.
Yeah, that's so good. And it helps me to put this in the context of our love relationship. Because I think about that, what has helped me to trust you, to give myself to you, it's been the wooing that you've done. It's the you've given yourself to me. It's the you showing me your love for me arises in me a trust response of love and wooing and giving myself to you.
Well, that's very encouraging to hear that. I think it goes the other way more, which is that you give yourself to me. You're gracious and loving and helpful, encouraging, and wonderful in so many ways. So it's a circle. That's the way love is. It's a circle. It's not linear. It's not A leads to B leads to C. It's circular. It's interactive. It's back and forth. And I really like you using our relationship, the marriage relationship, or it could even be a friendship, as an analogy to understand some of the mystery of our relationship with God.
And it becomes bigger than ourself. The tension isn't on ourself anymore. And so one of the things is we really realize what God the Father, what Jesus have done in giving themselves to us. And we respond with the worship. We respond with the enthrallment. As we receive it with the wow, then it stirs up more gratitude, more love, more trust for us to be able to give ourselves back.
Yeah, say more about the enthrallment. You're talking about our minds and our hearts just being captivated with, thrilled by the goodness of God.
Yeah, well, I think you renamed this devotional something like "Get Caught Up in the Thrill of God's Abandonment to You."
Mm-hmm.
And so in doing that and thinking about that, I found myself getting caught up in the enthrallment of that, the thrill of that, worshiping God. Thinking, this is an amazing thing. What an incredible, amazing gift God and Jesus are giving me here. And as I really let myself be impacted by that and thrilled with that, that inspires me to worship, which inspires more love, more trust, more of my being freed from self and able to abandon myself to this good God.
Yeah, it reminds me, Paul says in Romans, it's the goodness of the Lord that leads us to repentance, the kindness of God to us. And so that's very much what's happening here, is that we turn around in our life, we turn away from sin, we turn away from distractions, grumpiness, like we talked about in the last podcast for me, based on God's revelation of his beauty and loving kindness and mercies that are new every morning. And so that's really what prompts the best, healthiest, most healing, releasing and cleansing confessions of sin, is when we see the goodness of the Lord. And we see that time and again in the scriptures. You know, Isaiah receives a vision of the Lord and he says, "Woe to me, I'm a man of unclean lips." And he needs to be healed and forgiven and warmed by God's reconciling presence before he engages his prophetic call of ministry. That's Isaiah chapter 6. I mean, so many examples of this, but that's a part of it. So there is this sort of paradox that on one hand, when we get caught up in intimacy with God, the God who abandons himself to us, and then we just want to abandon ourselves to him, that it's there's a lack of self-consciousness. We're just, that's the way love is. You're in the flow of enjoying someone, blessing someone, God in this case, and you, it's not a time of insecurity or selfishness or defensiveness or something like that. But there is sometimes self-awareness that comes in, for instance, in the confession of our sin or our needs, and we cry out to God. And then we're back enveloped in the embrace of our God and Father and Lord Jesus and Holy Spirit, where we're being loved, and we're back in a place of not being self-conscious because we're caught up in the wonder of God. But sometimes this is talked about in a way that it's sort of like God is kind of pitted against the self, and any sense of self-awareness or self-identity or needs that I might have are like made bad, and I ought to just only be worshiping God or only be loving God. But there is an interplay here.
Yeah, there's an awareness that we need to have of self in order to abandon self to God, in order to be caught up in God's love and receiving his love, such that we would then give over ourself, our reliance on self, to trust him.
Because to be caught up in the wonder of God's love is not only like just a happy celebration, it's also an entire submission and relinquishment of my life and activities and my identity and my focus to love and serve God. And the process of engaging that way, I realize what in me isn't on board with that.
Yeah, and as I realize that and I'm able to recognize the great gift it is to bring it all on board and to have this greater union with God of receiving his abandonment to me and my abandonment to him, that this is so much better, so much more fullness than if I'm just relating out of myself, thinking I need to somehow come up with the ability to be able to abandon myself to God. Like it's just something I'm on all of my own and I have to do.
God's goodness inspires that.
Right.
And so the oneness comes as a response to God coming to us and a smile on the face of Jesus and his arms open, ready to embrace us. And in that process, we need to acknowledge what's broken, what's wounded, what's off and disconnected from God. And as we do that, there's the windows of heaven open to us with blessings that flow in.
Yeah, I was also thinking about the analogy of this with our grandchildren. So we will abandon ourselves, our work, our adult levels of thinking and functioning and responsibilities to be with our grandkids and to really be present to them and to love them. We'll put all that away and aside and abandon ourselves to just be fully present to our grandkids. And then we see them abandoning themselves in trust and responsiveness, our presence, our love. And there is this delightful union that happens between us, that there's a kind of a new joy and bond that happens as we're both giving ourselves to be present to each other in that moment.
I love that analogy. Yeah, it's an incredible thing to be caught up with your kids or grandkids or nieces and nephews when you get to be around little kids that you love and to play with them and care for them. In our case, yeah, it's just when the grandkids come over and we get to be Gigi and Papa, wow, it's, it just seems like it's one game after another until we take turns getting a little respite because we start to get tapped out. You can have like too much excitement, too much joy, too much activity. Hard to keep up with all three of them. So, yeah, that's God's our Abba. God's our Papa. He's like that. He loves to take us in.
Yeah, and I think that analogy with our grandkids gives me a little glimpse of understanding, well, how could God have any joy in abandoning himself to us? But that gives me a little vision and experience of that.
Well, it's easy for me to see God abandoning himself with joy to you.
Oh.
Not so easy for me to see it that he would do that with me.
Well, that's grace that we can see it in each other better than in ourselves.
So friends, we just pray for you to be caught up in the wonder of a great God who Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abandoning themselves in generous love for you and for your loved ones. Lord, let us to know this and trust this. And where we have brokenness that needs healing or sin that needs to be confessed or just emotions that need to be understood, that we might appreciate your gift of love to us. Help us, Lord, to offer up ourselves to you in that way. And that's truly part of the abandonment, the being real and raw with you and just letting you flood our beings with your mercy and grace and your wisdom. What a great God you are. We love you. And pray for an increasing union with you for each of our friends listening to Soul Talks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the Soul Talks podcast. To find out more about growing in your life and leadership, subscribe to the podcast and visit us at soulshepherding.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram